Assalamu alaikum, dear viewers. Hello and welcome to another episode of Weekly Scoop. I am Rahshan Saglam and I will be your host today. Just like every week, we have a few articles to discuss in the studio with our guest, Imad Rizq. Hello and welcome, the political analyst.
Hello.
Before we start digging into those articles that we have for today, we have articles from the Akhbar newspaper, the Lebanese newspaper, and we have from the Times of Israel to see the other point of view concerning the nuclear program and the deal on the nuclear program of Iran. Before we do that, we are going to a brief report shedding the light on the headlines of the week, and we'll be back. We start the headlines of the week with Al Akhbar newspaper. Kerry arrives in Geneva as Iranian nuclear talks verging on breakthrough. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in Geneva on Saturday to join talks on Iran's contested nuclear program, as Tehran and six world powers appear to be on the verge of a breakthrough in the decade-old dispute. Egypt expels Turkish ambassador over critical remarks by PM Erdogan. Egypt decided Saturday to expel Turkish ambassador Hüseyin Avni Butsalo after remarks made by Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan that Cairo deemed as being provocative. Palestinians weighing their options in peace talks with Israel. Seeking to avoid taking the fall for failed peace talks, the Palestinians are simply sitting out the nine-month period of negotiations before they can resume legal action against Israel. Lebanon's Sheikh Hamoud, the suicide bombers, have no religion. And we move to the Iranian channel website Press TV. UK envoy urges US Congress against the new Iran sanctions. The British ambassador to Washington has urged the US Congress against the new sanctions on Iran, while nuclear negotiations in the Swiss city of Geneva are making headway. Pakistani parties block NATO supply line. Several political and religious parties in Pakistan's northwestern city of Peshawar have blocked the NATO supply line for US-led forces stationed in neighboring Afghanistan. US drone strike killed seven in eastern Afghanistan. At least seven people have been killed in a US assassination drone strike in eastern Afghanistan. Twin explosion kills seven in Pakistan's Karachi. Two explosions in a busy area in Pakistan's southern city of Karachi have claimed at least seven lives. And Al Bawaba website mentioned, Russia sees real opportunity for Iranian nuclear deal. In a Saturday statement, the Russian foreign minister described a meeting between Lavrov and Iranian foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in the Swiss city of Geneva on Friday as a comprehensive and interested exchange of opinions about ways to resolve the disagreements in the talks. Hamas, we will not break ties with Egypt despite disagreements. U.S. officials, Israel's all-or-nothing posture on Iran is a path to war. In a conference call with think tanks and advocacy groups sympathetic to the Obama administration's strategy with Iran, the official said Israel's stance would close the door on diplomacy and would essentially lead to war. Army defuses car bomb in East Lebanon. Security forces defused overnight Friday a car rigged with a large quantity of explosive in East Lebanon. The New York Times website published, questions on drone strike find only silence. Powerful rebel group in Syria announced the creation of umbrella alliance. UK's Hague says Iranian nuclear talks are still very difficult. British Foreign Secretary William Hague said on Saturday that remaining gaps in talks between Iran and six powers on Tehran's nuclear program were narrow but important. Syrian minister survives attacks on car. A Syrian government minister survived an attack on his car on Saturday, but his driver was killed. Officials, Lebanon confirms idea of embassy bomber. The Lebanese government has identified one of the suicide bombers responsible for a deadly attack on the Iranian embassy in Beirut as a follower of a firebrand Sunni preacher, a judicial official said on Saturday. And we are back after the report, Mr. Imad Rizq. All the media outlets, newspapers and websites are speaking about the nuclear program deal that happened in Geneva and took place over there. To discuss this issue, we have articles from, just like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, from the Times of Israel and from Al Akhbar newspaper. Of course, it is translated from Arabic to English from Al Akhbar. It is an article for Sami Klaib. The title of the article is Lines of the Game, Nuclear Deal, a Turning Point in the Region. Why is this nuclear deal a turning point in the region?
The problem in the topics of Middle East, most of it's related to the negotiation between Iran and the big power. Mm-hmm. So when you can see a deal made and a big deal, mm-hmm, related to negotiation for 10 years and more, maybe. Mm-hmm. And maybe we are talking now not about the end of the deal. We still in the entrance.
Mm-hmm. At the beginning.
At the beginning. Maybe. So at the entrance of a new relation between, mm-hmm, 5+1 or the EU, mm-hmm, and Iran, the US, mm-hmm, and Iran. Mm-hmm. Because if you can see what happened after this negotiation, you can see that everybody is searching to have a solution, a diplomatic solution. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Nobody is searching to have a conflict or, mm-hmm, more a war. So I think that what happened in Afghanistan and what happened in Iraq, mm-hmm, and now what you can see in Libya and in Syria, mm-hmm, about
it's a lesson,
instability, maybe, about influence for the world trade and influence for the economic, mm-hmm, influence in all section, everywhere. So I think that maybe the role of Russia, the role of China also, because they have now they start a new relation with the U.S. Mm-hmm. policy. U.S. policy is searching a good relation also with China. Mm-hmm. Russia is searching to make a deal.
It is trying to make good ties with those countries. Why? The U.S. is trying now to make good ties with Iran, with Russia, with those countries that it always had conflicts with.
The problem is that with this deal, I can say that the mentality, mm-hmm, of how we manage crisis or how we approach any problems in the world is totally different from what happened before. Mm-hmm. Before, it means before when the U.S. start the worldwide war against terrorism.
You mean in the era of George W. Bush, when it this is when it started,
it's
in
finished.
Iraq.
This and era, mm-hmm, is finished. Mm-hmm. So now we are going for more cooperation between big
more
powers.
More peaceful era, maybe.
Let's say more diplomatic, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, more diplomatic way to solve problem. Mm-hmm. Maybe there is a problem still continue. Mm-hmm. Maybe we have a problem related to economic problem. Mm-hmm. Maybe a problem related to influence power, regional influence power. So I can see that we are in the new order in the, mm-hmm, world. Mm-hmm. We can see that we are talking about three level. Mm-hmm. Level related to the Middle East, level related to Middle Asia, mm-hmm, and a level related to North Africa. Uh-huh. This is the three region where you can see the conflict, mm-hmm, and when you can see this conflict, you can see that maybe at any time you can see a big war related to this conflict.
It's going to explode,
So this deal, or what we can say, this discussion between EU and plus three, because the EU say plus three, it means they are a discussion Iran, but you are talking about Europe, about 27, about 27 economic and political power, and of course you are talking about a regional power influence of the Europe in regional era. So you are talking about relation with Russia, relation with Asia, Middle East, and relation with North Africa. So this deal can influence in the future this region, but the problem is that we have to see the evolution of this discussion till 6 months. So maybe we have a problem to see what the U.S. need in this discussion. Maybe the purpose of the U.S. policy in the region, let's say in Middle East, it's totally different from the purpose of EU.
What's the purpose of the EU and what's the purpose of the U.S.?
Maybe if we can talk about stability, about peace process, maybe we can talk about the purpose of the U.S. And if we can talk about a new relation between the big power, between China and U.S., between Russia and U.S., yes, we can talk that Iran, it's now a factor to join this big power. But if we talk about the purpose of Europe, maybe it's totally different. Europe is searching a market.
It's economical.
So it's totally different.
So everyone has its purpose. We can continue with the article where Sami Khalib said that Iran and the Western powers finally did it. After long and difficult negotiations, they came to an agreement on Tehran's nuclear program, which will likely have an impact on the region for years to come. But don't expect these changes to unfold quickly. There are local powers who feel that the agreement is detrimental to their interest and therefore must be contained at all costs. Who think that such a deal is a bad decision or is a bad deal for them? Is it Israel? Who would think that this deal is not good for them in the region?
When you talk about a deal, you have somebody who lose and somebody who get more profits. I'm not talking about who win, because till now we cannot know who will win at the end, but who will get more profit. This is the purpose of this deal till now. So in this time, you can see the instability in all the region. We are talking about stability of Arab country. You are talking about stability in the most of the Islamic state in the region, and you are talking also about the influence of this instability with the relation with the big power. Because you see the visit of Kerry Lavrov to Egypt, it's some new era relation between Egypt and Russia. And you can see now a big purpose for the Russian for investment and to get a new relation with most of the North African country related to Libya,
going to open new relations
to Algeria, maybe in also in Egypt. So it's not related to Egypt. So when you talk also to the U.S., maybe the U.S. prepare to like the operation in Iraq, the finish of the operation, military finish. They are preparing now to get a strategic relation with Afghanistan and to retreat all the military troops from Afghanistan, because the purpose now, it's not military. The purpose is strategic. Strategic is a combination of economic, politics, and demography relation. So when you talk about this relation, you can see who lose. Who lose, it means when you see that the, let's say, the unstable relation between Saudi Arabia and Qatar related to Egypt, it's not the purpose of Egypt, the let's say,
it's not
the unstable
matter
relation.
Of Egypt or
no, the relation is that Saudi Arabia is searching a demographic power and economical power and political power
in
Egypt to use this political and demography power in all the region. Mm-hmm. So who get this power? He get all the influence in the region to make a stability
or a balance with Iran. So now we have two Persian Gulf countries fighting over power in the region, and we have all every country is fighting over power in the region, including the U.S. The U.S. and its allies. The article also indicated and Sami Klip said that all indications suggest that the West's priority in the region and particularly in Syria is the fight against terrorism. So do you think that the deal made about the nuclear program in Iran is going to help fight terrorism in Syria and help solve the Syrian crisis? Of course, the article also mentioned that the Syrian army is gaining more and more advances in Damascus, Aleppo, Kalmon, and said that the position of the fighters, opposition fighters, are surrendering a lot lately, which makes a success for the Syrian government. So, is it related?
For me, this is. What you can see now, it's a lecture or something on the screen. But what we need to know, it's behind
what's
the screen.
What's happening on the ground?
Yes, because the problem is not let's say the regime against terrorism in Syria, or what you can see about relation between Saudi Arabia or another. States from the Gulf financing and supporting some terrorist organization inside Syria. The problem is that before, when the unstable region start, the instability in the region start, related to a weakness, related to revolution, I don't know the specific name, but we can see that the American plus European country start to they need to benefit from this unstable situation, and they have purpose to use the terrorism to get their profits. So they start to bring from all this Arab country unstable the most of the takfirists from Libya, from all this unstable state in the region. They bring them to Syria
to Syria.
They need them in Syria just to get profit at the end.
For a personal cause.
Okay.
So this is
the start point. So when you talk about the big deal related to in Geneva, related to discussion between Iran and 5+1, so I think that who start this instability related to the terrorism? I'm not talking about instability related to purpose related to social needs
or political
needs. No, we are talking about terrorism. Who funded this terrorism? Now he
must stop it. Who funded those must stop funding them.
Or this terrorism will be against him.
Sami Klip was very optimistic in his article, and he also mentioned the benefits of this agreement and deal concerning the economic situation in Iran, and he said that the sanctions will be eased, and we heard that the EU is going, Laurent Fabius, the foreign minister of France, said that the EU is going to ease the sanctions on Iran, and of course US and its allies will do the same. So he was very optimistic concerning that deal. However, we have the other opinion and other part. Times of Israel was very, and mainly it was speaking about the Israeli government being very pessimistic about that deal. In two articles, the Time of Israel spoke about neither catastrophe nor cause for celebration. So it is a neutral for this article, mentioned that this deal is a neutral. And we have another article, I don't know if we have the time to discuss it, is that U.S. intends to seek Iran's help in solving Syrian civil war. And I think that this seeking the help from Iran might be related to the deal done between the U.S. And I think that more deals to come between the U.S. and Iran. We are going to start with the first article in Times of Israel, which says, looking at the nuts and bolts of the Geneva deal, experts suggest a glass half full, an assessment far rosier than the PM's, which shows that the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is not very satisfied about that deal. Why?
When we talk about the people or persons who power, who don't benefit from this deal or from this discussion a good end of this discussion, I can see that Netanyahu, he lose. Mm-hmm. Bandar bin Sultan, he lose. And maybe we are talking about Holland also in France. Mm-hmm. So I'm not talking about France. I'm talking about the policy of Holland. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the policy of Netanyahu. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, let's say, the military way to solve problem managed by Bandar bin Sultan in Saudi Arabia. So at the end, you will see that these people will go. And of course, we will see a change inside the cabinet of Israeli
government.
Because Netanyahu now can put Israel maybe in a problem with the US policy and maybe with a big power policy. And in this time, you know that Israel is financed by all the big power and Occidental one. So they need help, they need support, they need a good relation, and they are, let's say, involved in the policy of the US in the region. So they cannot go far away. For that, we can see that in few months, we can see changement maybe inside the government or changement in the behavior of this government managed by Netanyahu.
Okay. The article also said that the Middle East is different place this Sunday and due to the deal. And it also says that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the Geneva deal a historic mistake. So it is a historic mistake in his opinion. However, his ally, the U.S., is the one who was the first to go for this deal and the first to go for those negotiations.
When Netanyahu say it's a mistake, a historic mistake, maybe he had to make a proof about this topics, because maybe
he's afraid historic from Iran gaining or having an atomic bomb. This is the fear of Israel. However, Israel
if
has
they continue
nuclear
discussion,
weapons, but it is a fear for Iran to have.
Look, the problem
weapons.
Is, if they continue discussion and Iran will get the technique of military nuclear preparation bomb, okay, what he can do? Or what he can do if the negotiation stop and Israel start a war in the region?
This is what Israel the article said. Israel said, the article said that Benjamin Netanyahu said to the cabinet that they might strike if they knew that Iran is working on an atomic bomb, they might strike Iran. So this is the fear of Israel.
Israel now, with the Prime Minister Netanyahu, is searching to get a profit in this deal. And I think that in few months, maybe at least we need 3 months to see to see what we are going to do.
To witness or what's going to happen
next. So maybe I don't know. Maybe the U.S. policy will change with Netanyahu. Maybe if Netanyahu will continue and the U.S. policy need more negotiation, need more cooperation, maybe they will need in the future the cooperation with Iran and the region to make more stability for oil, for gas, maybe for trade, for relation. At the end, of course, they will put Netanyahu away and they will bring another one. So I think that
a moderate one, maybe
moderate, just to get the diplomatic solution, because a war, it's not a solution for anyone.
Okay. Unfortunately, we don't have any more time to discuss the other article, and we had to discuss this one more, but I advise our viewers to read those articles because they are very important, and you can, through these articles, know the opinion and the other opinion. Thank you so much, Mr. Ahmad Rezaei, for being in the show with us and for giving us those great informations. And dear viewers, our time is up. Thank you for watching. I'll see you next week.